Okay, so this is taken from a sefer. It's an awesome sefer. It's called Sichos Be'avos Hashem. It's an awesome sefer. This page, Kuf Pei Gimel, is what we're going to do tonight. Kuf Pei Gimel, if you have it. It's open here for you as well. I did this piece, my Shana Aleph. So this is my Shana Aleph highlighting and writings. And it's one of the pieces that honestly changed my perspective on being religious and being from, and what it means to a lot of what we've been talking about, to battle and to continue, even though we may feel disconnected. So the disconnection that we most likely feel are always man created. It's always created in our minds, always something that we do, meaning it's in our mind. And he's going to bring an amazing proof, the proof that he brings, the idea that he brings, to this day, I still always think about. So let's do it. So the title of the piece is called Akash Baruch Hu Mechavev Afil Hatefil Shel Anushim Pechusim V'Shvalim B'Yoser. That Hashem loves the tefilos, even of the lowest people, simple, low people. Okay. Uvakan alai le'orer al prat chashuv ma'od. I need to speak about a very specific, important point. Asher kafi divrei hasfas emes ilchus hagelena, that the sfas emes says, hayetzer hara musar es atzmil kokulo. The yetzer hara gives all of its strength. Lahatos es ha'adam bazeh. To make a person trip up about this, to think about this, and to make a mistake about this. V'hu ki acharei sh'roa adam ki haflagos shehivlu l'chazal usfarim kadoshim begodel avas Hashem aleinu. When a person thinks about how great Hashem's love is for us, efshar lachshov, it's possible to think, nachom ma'od, and it's a reasonable thought, meaning it makes sense for a person to feel this way and think this way. Sh'akash baruch hu ohe v'sameach im tefilasov shel yehudi ha'ne'aman shel Hashem yisbarach. That Hashem, when we talk about that Hashem loves you, Hashem cares about you, Hashem listens to you, perhaps that's only regarding a person, a Yehudi ha'ne'aman le'Hashem yisbarach. V'oset tamid nachas ruach lafanim. And he always, the person we're talking about, always giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's always doing Hashem's will. Aval ish shafel, but a low person, kamoni, like me, shekol kach avarti al ratzon yisbarach, that many times in my life, maybe in this day, today, maybe this week, maybe in the past month, I have given in to my Yetzer Hara, and I have done a lot of averos. A person like me, b'shad nefesh, sorry, shekol kach avarti al ratzon hashem b'shad nefesh, ani yodeh tov meod esmach ararchi. And I really know my own value. I know who I am. I know I'm not a great person. I know I do this. I know I do that. I know I don't have kavana. I may look very from on the outside, but inside I'm not that from. I know maybe other people look at me and say, oh, you got a nice long beard. You got nice long payas. You're a rabbi in TABC. But I know myself, and I know I'm not a great person. Everyone feels this way. V'omek niflesi v'chol minim chatam, and you dwell on every time, every kind of sin that you've done, va'avonos v'sham, and different sins. Ha'eich ucha l'vtoach pilafanav. How can I open my mouth to Hashem? Ulach hargish kazeitis, and feel this belovedness, v'his karvas elav, and how close he is to me. Achareisha ma'alti kol kach harbe nigdo. After I've done such bad things. So that's a thought process. It's a thought process that I think a lot, that I'm sure many people think a lot. Hashem loves everybody, but is it really speaking about me? I was talking to a very big Rav. I'm not going to say who it was. Not a Rav, but a rabbi who's around my age. It's very well known. I was speaking to him one night, and we're talking about whatever, and he was expressing to me, not to this extent, but something along the lines of like, I'm a joke. Like everyone looks at me and like they think I'm amazing. And it's like, I know who I am. I'm a joke, whatever. The next day he gave a shiur, right, about that exact point, about a person, how a person should, you know, always destroy those thoughts and be straight and honest and grow and not be afraid and not feel bogged down about that. And I said to him after the shiur, I said, it applies to everyone but you, right? Because everyone feels this way, and we're able to speak the words, we're able to feel, but sometimes often we very much feel inside ourselves that, okay, I know who I am. I know I did this yesterday. I know I saw that yesterday. I know I didn't daven this well, whatever it is. So a person very much feel that way. And what's important to recognize is this is perhaps a normal feeling to feel. It's not something that you should feel bad about, but you need to know the truth. And the truth is, he says here, "Lizet tzarech kol echad ladas." Every single person needs to know. Al nachon shezehu taz gemura. This is a complete mistake. V'chol kulo pisoy heyetzer mitchilav asovo. It is literally just the yetzahara, a side in your mind that just wants to bring you down. The part of your brain that just wants you to be nothing and to sit and do nothing and do bad things. It's just the pisoy, it's the seduction of the Yetzirah. V'tzadikei hadoros harishu al zeh. They screamed about this. Me'od shechas v'shalom chash v'shalom melachshu v'machshav kazos. That a person should never feel this way. Ki legamri ha-hefech me-ratzon Hashem. It's the complete opposite from Ratzon Hashem. You know what the greatest thing is for Kadosh Baruch Hu? That tzaddikim speak about? The Svarim and Toshim say? The greatest giloy a person could bring in this world, the greatest revelation a person could bring this world of God, is when a person, a low person who's does a lot of averas, you could think of the worst person you know, the worst Jew you know. Think of that friend. We all have those friends. Think of that one friend, right? Who's like doing nothing, doesn't care. He's like, he. I don't know if you have friends like that. He doesn't care about Shabbos. He has a girlfriend that's not Jewish, whatever it is. Imagine if that guy, all of a sudden, would put tefillin on. Or all of a sudden keep Shabbos. So a lot of people would say, it's like, yeah, but this guy's got a not Jewish girlfriend. He's never keeping Shabbos. But you know what the greatest revelation is? Revelation of a God, the greatest Giloy Shechina, the greatest Hakaras, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when that person, even in that state, could pause and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you know what? This is the right thing right now. That aside from everything I've done, right now I'm going to put tefillin on and maybe say Shema. That is the greatest revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest showing. And same thing with us, right? We're not to that extreme. But on a certain level, the greatest way to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down this world is through people like us. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Nachman Mendel Schneerson, in his first drasha to the Chabad Hasidim, he explains how the whole entire olamos, that the greatest exposure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here on earth. That in all the realms, all the higher realms where all the malachim live, there's already HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's revealed there. But here, where it's very low, it's very difficult to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, even to a place like this, says Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's the greatest, and that's the point of creation. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into a world that's full of evil. That is the greatest way we could reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the exact opposite of Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to feel, you know what, I'm so distant from you, but nevertheless, I'm going to daven. I'm not feeling it. I did an avera 10 minutes ago. So what does that affect my avoda right now? The exact opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is for you to say, I did an avera, let's go and not learn now. No, Hashem wants you to say, you know what? I did an avera, it sucked, I want to get past it, but let's move forward. I'm going to learn right now. It doesn't matter what happened. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And anything other than that is complete opposite of Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants us dafka in places of love. That's why Hashem created this world. He wants us to reveal Him in this world. And all the more so to a people who, to humans. I saw an amazing idea that when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, the Malachim argued and said, why are you giving the man Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu responded, said, the Torah is full of mitzvos for human beings. You don't have urge of a Yetzer Hara. You weren't in Mitzrayim. You don't have parents to respect. But so we see from here that the Torah is literally for human beings who mess up and who stink a lot of the time, who make a lot of mistakes. But that's what the Torah is there for. The Torah is there dafka for those kinds of people, for those human beings who can make a mistake. That's the Torah. That's why that's the exact opposite of Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is to do mitzvos, to learn Torah, to daven, despite the fact that we are imperfect. The Rav HaKadosh Rav Moshe Mikubrin, that's the beginning of Slanim, the Nesiv HaShalom. So the very before Slanim was created, it was the Kubrin. Amar al zeh b'zeh lashem. Mi she'enu yachol musugul amud fila. If a person doesn't feel like he's able to stand in tefillah, gam acharei she'avar v'nichshol, even after he fell and failed, be'averus chamurus b'Torah, even to the worst averus in the Torah, u'l'shafoch sichav l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to pour out his words in front of Hashem, keben ha'mechas e'alavav, like a son who has sinned against his father, ve'osa lo v'tzono, adayin lo derech afil al maftin ha'chasidus. Ha'chasidus or chasirus? We have to understand chasidus. We haven't even begun to understand what the road of what Hashem wants is. If we don't understand, if we can't stand up and dive, and after we've done averus, then we don't understand what averus Hashem is. Uvos Yisrael hiflik od yosar zeh, and the avos Yisrael explains more than this in Parsha Shoftim. Because of the im enu mamim shakash baruch yishmal tefilaso, if a person doesn't believe that Hashem hears tefilas, machmas godol shvolaso, because how low he is, hareza toevas Hashem rechavansan. This is a toeva; it's abomination for a person not to believe that Hashem listens to your tefillah and wants your daven and wants your learning and wants your mitzvos. It's a toeva. It's an abomination. It's an embarrassment. What do you mean Hashem doesn't want your tefillahs? That's putting a limit on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't accept the person that's dirty. Ki lama ba'oso yavero. And to prove how sheker the Yitzhar is, Shabtaizu, maybe as fast emes. Listen to this idea. And I think about this all the time still. Ki lal ba ososo avera, lo yikara oso yetzahara, maisos avera betanazu, shesarch lis bayish me lasos negator tsonius barach, havroe es ko maisav ki mala kol aris kavodo. Why is it, listen to this idea, everyone listen very carefully, let's stop writing for a second. Why is it when you're doing avera, the yetzahara doesn't come to you, there's nothing that comes to you and say, you should be very embarrassed. God's watching you. Why are you doing this? If you do this, Hashem's not going to listen to your tefillah. Don't do it because I'm telling you, you should be so embarrassed. Hashem is literally watching you. Why is that not coming to your mind? Only after you've done it, the Avera, does all those ideas come into your mind. You should be embarrassed to daven. Don't even think about you. Who are you? You just did this Avera. That's what he's saying, it's all the Yetzirah. Those words, that self-talk in your mind, when you come to daven and you hear in your mind saying, who do you think you are? Who do you think, you just did that Avera. How could you open your mouth to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you said that? How could you look at the Torah when you saw that with your eyes? How could you do anything when you just did those Averas? The greatest proof that that is a false narrative in your mind is that there's nothing saying that in your mind when you're doing the Avera itself. If it was truth, if it was the honest Yetzer Hotov saying it to you, that voice would be there when you're doing the Avera. But from the fact that it's not there, so shows you that self-talk, that destructive self-talk of saying, who do you think you are, is just the Yetzer Hara trying to bring you down to stop from doing a mitzvah. Because if it was the Yetzer Tov, if it was an honest saying, I really don't feel, I'm so embarrassed now, Davin, if that was the Yetzer Tov, it would be there when you're doing the Avera. And the fact that it's not there, says the Sfas Emes, that is the greatest proof that it's false. The rock pit tefillah, only tefillah, shabratzon Hashem. Yeah? Yeah. So, v'hochacha, I'll just move back a couple more words. V'hochacha nifla al gadol hasheker, and to prove how false this, this is, Shabbatina Zoo of this Taina, this we'll call it self-talk, just titled self-talk. Maybe Sfas Emes, ki lama, because why Ososo Avera, when you're doing the Avera, lo yikarer oso yitzahara. The Yitzahara doesn't like cool you down, Maisos Avera Bataina Zoo, with this self-talk. That you should be embarrassed from doing this. Hashem sees everything you're doing. The Yetzer Hara, there's no talk like that in our minds when we're doing Avera. Rak b'tefillah, only by davening. Sheratzon Hashem hu, which is the Ratzon Hashem, daika sheis pal karoi, az machnis bo Yetzer Hara, then comes this self-talk from the Yetzer Hara. Shfalos, you're low. Ubosha, you should be embarrassed. Me'a kosh baruch hu lahaski achor melatzos. After you've done all this, Hashem ulspal b'kvanar, and then how could you down with kavana? You should be embarrassed. So says the Sfas Emes, that's the greatest proof that's not the Yetzer Tov. If it was the Yetzer Tov, that self-talk would be there when you're doing the Avera. From the fact that it's not there, shows that idea, when you come to learn, and you say, how can I learn? I just looked at that, or I just saw that, or I just said that. How can I dive in? I just spoke Lashon Hara. That self-talk is just the Yetzer Hara trying to stop you from doing Ratzon Hashem. And if a person doesn't believe this, says the Avot Yisrael, it's an abomination. So we have to have a Muna, that Hashem hears our tefillos, that Hashem listens to the tefillos and the learning of everyone, not only Yehudi Ne'amanim, not only that someone who brings them Nachas Ruach every single day, every single part of the days, but even an Ish Shafel Kamoni, even a slow person like us. And we should know that any time that there's a self-talk in our mind saying, don't do this mitzvah because you're a low person, you just saw that, you just did that, you did that of Era, that's opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because the greatest proof to Hashem is when people who mess up still, nevertheless, come back and put tefillin on. Come back and daven. That's the greatest proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For a person in Yom Kippur to say no to something inappropriate, that's not hard. Every single person who keeps Yom Kippur is going to be able to say, you know, I'm not going to eat today. It's not a challenge. What's more proof of a strong person is in the thick of the year, when it's difficult, when you're having a low, and nevertheless you still put tefillin on, that's the sign of a strong person. Right? So Hashem also listens and wants the tefillos and the learning of even low people like us. And to not believe that, it's a toiv Hashem, and it's the greatest proof that the Yetzer Hara, that the self-talk that was often in our minds, that we shouldn't dab and we shouldn't learn because we're low people, the greatest proof that that's a false narrative is that voice isn't there when we're doing the Avera. It's only there when we come to do a mitzvah. And that's the greatest proof. It's sheker, it's the greatest proof. It's a false narrative. So Mir Tashem, we should be able to take this message, learn, daven, despite our imperfections, despite our mess-ups, and despite our falls, and to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants our tefillos and always wants our learning. All right. So we'll stop here. Yeah, what's up?